This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now to comment on whatever Kevin just said, it's legendary NBA player Gary Payton, and of course, legendary rapper, actor, and I'm going to say basketball player too, the mighty Ice Cube. Hello, gentlemen. How we doing today?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing? Good. How you doing?
We're doing great, and we are very happy to have you on. Ice Cube, you do a ton of media, so you don't remember this, but this is your third visit to the Ben and Skin Show, and we're old rap fans, so we love having you on. And of course, you guys are promoting the Big Three. I thought it was a huge success last year, so we'll start with you, Cube. Why is this year going to be better, if it can be better?
Well, I think, you know, our players are in better shape. So I think the basketball is actually going to be better for sure. We have bigger names, you know, like Amari Stoudemire, Nate Robinson, Baron Davis, Birdman, Chris Anderson, Big Baby Davis, Carlos Boozer. And we're going to be live this year. We're live on FS1. You can see us this Friday night. Won't miss none of the action. Last year, we were tape delayed, so we played on Sundays, but you didn't see the game till Monday night. So this is going to be much better,
In terms of the guys getting in better shape, do you include contractual incentives to get them to do? How do you, or do you just do you just have Gary Payton talk trash to them until they realize we got to get in better shape?
A little of both. You know, I think we didn't really have to do anything with our contracts. You know, guys see the competition that they up against. There's a lot of pride on the line. Dudes don't want to get embarrassed. You know, they got name and legacy. So that's incentive enough, and that should be enough. You know, it shouldn't be contractual things that make you get in shape. It should be your hunger to protect your legacy in basketball and to not get embarrassed on a major stage. So that's what guys brought to it, and those are the kind of guys we want in the Big Three.
Let me add to that. Cube only gave two people to a team really guaranteed contracts. You got to think about the other three guys who are on the team. They got to make the team. They got to get drafted. So we got a combine, and then we go, and the coaches and everybody who's on that team go and look at them guys, and we draft them. So it's not like if you're not in shape, we're not going to draft you. So it's like that. So they got to be ready.
Well, hold on, though, Glove. You're coaching Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf, who I loved as a player, but you've got to be better than him. How come you're not playing?
No. I'm not better than him. You forgot. Mahmoud was in the same draft as me. He's the third pick. But Mahmoud stays in great shape, and he does a lot of things. If you missed the game, you missed the game in Dallas last year.
No. I saw him play. You were the second pick, weren't you?
Yeah, but I'm a Hall of Famer too, ain't I?
I want to know why you're not playing.
Well, why should? Well, tell me why should I? I'm doing a great job at a coaching job. with Cube. Shoot, I'm good. I'm doing really, really good, and I'm making entertaining by on the court by coaching.
That's awesome. Okay, now listen, we're buddies with Rap. We've had him on the show many times. And last year when you guys came to Dallas, he did his I Am Rappaport podcast live out there at the Texas Theater. Cube, you showed up. Gary, you showed up. And you, please, if you don't mind, I'm sure you've told this a million times, but you told an awesome story about trying to talk trash to John Stockton. Would you mind sharing that with our listeners right now? Because it's really good stuff.
Well, John didn't talk trash, and then I was a trash talker. So it was really hard for me to talk trash because I tried to talk trash to him and he wouldn't talk trash to me. So that was a problem. So it got under my skin that he wouldn't talk to me. So I had to figure it out. I figured it out. Don't talk trash to him. Just kill him. Just beat him down on the basketball court. And that's what I did. I stopped talking trash to him. And then he started taking me more serious because when I did talk trash to him, all he did was walk right by me, act like he didn't hear me, and that frustrated me more because I couldn't get under his skin. But like Hugh say, you got to get them to them feelings. And once you don't get to them feelings, it's all bad. But then I start getting to them feelings by bagging him in and scoring on him and making him upset that way. So I couldn't do it through the trash talking. I did it through my game.
Oh, that's great. And there is a parallel with hip-hop in terms of getting in those feelings and talking trash and relative to diss tracks. And Pusha T had one of the greatest diss tracks of all time versus Drake. And as the author of No Vaseline, would love to get your take on that, Cube.
Well, you know, he cut deep. And, you know, I think with each person, when you're doing a record like that, you got to figure out how far you're going to go and what you're going to talk about and touch on. And, you know, if it lands, then I guess it's a great diss record. So, you know, Pusha T is going to go in there as a great diss record. But Drake had a great one on Meek Mill. So, mm-hmm. You know, everybody, I guess, you know, you got to give some, you got to take some.
But No Vaseline's the greatest diss track, right?
Absolutely.
No doubt.
Have you? What was it like? I mean, obviously you're cool with Dre now. By the way, when we talked to you last year, you hadn't seen The Defiant Ones. Have you ended up seeing that HBO documentary now?
Yeah, I've seen it.
So after all these years, you guys are cool together, obviously. What was it like when you got back with the NWA guys after destroying them in No Vaseline?
Well, you know, it's like fighting with your brother. You know, after the fight is over, y'all still love each other. So, you know, that was so far behind us. And after Easy passed away, it really didn't matter no more, you know. And we realized how much we missed each other and respected each other and how much that was a major misunderstanding in our life. And we just looked past it. It's in the rearview mirror.
Well, guys, an honor to visit with you in Cube. I still think we have the greatest idea that's never been used yet. You need to go do a commercial for Domino's Pizza, Boys in the Hoods, walk. Hey, where'd we get this pizza from? You kick down the door, slam down a pizza, and go, Domino's, mother.
Hey, man. Yo, they need to hire you on their marketing team, man.
That means a lot coming from you guys. And, hey, listen, when the playoffs are in town this year, August 17th, we'll be talking about it. Hopefully we can get you guys back on. Much continued success to you guys and have an awesome season. Thanks for taking the time.
All right, man. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Man. All right, there they go. Ice
Cube legends.
Gary Payton.
Awesome. You know, it's so great, both of them at once.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways, that same night, too, by the way, that Peyton was telling those stories, he talked about how he talked trash to Jordan. Have you guys heard this story?
Oh, no.
So in a preseason game.
Yes. Okay, yeah, I remember this.
Okay, so in a preseason game, it's Gary Payton's first preseason game. This is in his prime Michael Jordan, and Peyton's hot, and he hit a jumper over Jordan, and so he starts talking trash to him. Yeah, what's up, man? Ready for this rookie? And so Jordan's just looking at him, and Peyton's hot, hitting all these shots. And he's like, yeah, talking trash. Y'all get ready for me. I'm coming this year. First game of the season, Seattle versus Chicago. The ball's getting ready to get tipped up. Peyton's out there feeling all good for himself, and Jordan turns to Pippen and goes, I got the rookie. Peyton's like, what? They throw that ball up in the air. He can't even get a shot off. Jordan is just draining him. And then on the other end, he's just scoring tons of points on him. Peyton gets benched, and Jordan comes over, standing by the bench, looks over, is like, so I guess you're already done for the night, huh, Rook? So it was like Peyton learned, man, preseason means nothing. I should have never talked trash to the GOAT.
Yes.
So that interview was going to be the first email I got was Ice Cube and Corey Maggette. Which is like, all right, cool, Corey Maggette, good player. That'd be cool.
My wife has a crush
on him.
And
then they hit me back, and they're like, well, Corey Maggette can't make it. It'll be Gary Payton. I'm going, what?
Yes!
All right.
We did
That's
it.
A nice backup plan.
In Maggette's face.
Absolutely.
The Big Three season kicks off this Friday night in Houston on Fox Sports 1 at 6:30 Central. Each week, the Big Three is going to play four games back-to-back on Friday evenings, broadcasted by Fox Sports and streamed on Fox Sports Go. The playoffs again in Dallas this year, August 17th. This offseason, the Big Three has added all-star talent like Ron Artest, Amari Stoudemire, Glenn Big Baby Davis, Nate Robinson, and Baron Davis. So really appreciate Ice Cube and Gary Payton for coming on the show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.